It's almost the 4th of July, and though fireworks are illegal in the vast majority of the Bay Area, you've probably already heard or seen some in your neighborhood. So where are all those fireworks coming from? Reporter Darwin Bond Graham with the Oakland side looked into it, and he joins me now for more. So you start your story that was published this week with an example of a recent Oakland police raid that found a bunch of illegal fireworks. Tell us about what happened there and how that connects to the trends you're finding in your reporting.
Yeah, this was a case of a person who was dealing a large quantity of fireworks out of their home in East Oakland. They were advertising them over social media, and that's how the police kind of caught on to this. When they ended up conducting a search warrant at this person's house, they found over 2,000 pounds of fireworks in the backyard, a very large quantity for a residential neighborhood.
It sounds like social media has made it even easier for fireworks sellers to find buyers. Is there any way for police to keep up with those ads?
Yeah, that's right. It's like the main way that a lot of the sellers appear to be marketing these products is over Facebook and Instagram and other social media. They post these kind of cryptic pictures of fireworks, and then they get into these DMs with people who want to buy them. And then they'll, you know, meet people in a parking lot or have them come to their house or, you know, somewhere else to sell them. The police are actively scanning social media. So there's a lot of sheriff's deputies and officers from different police departments who are looking on Instagram and kind of lurking around and seeing what they can find. And that's how they're getting a lot of their leads here to figure out who these people are.